This is Greg Frizzell with you here, the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group. You're listening to 93.5 WMWV-FM, as well as Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM. We're joining you tonight with our first series of what I would call new drive times here on the radio, as we're live, and we're trying to bring you some drive times with local community organizers, leaders, people who can help us understand and deal with what's happening with the coronavirus and COVID-19. And our segment tonight is sponsored by Leone McDonald and Roberts, Certified Public Accountants, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Settlers Green, Settlers Crossing, and Settlers Streetside. On the line tonight, I have with me Art Matheson, the president of Memorial Hospital, and Dr. Matthew Dunn, the chief medical officer of Memorial Hospital. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Great, Greg. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having us tonight.
Very, very glad to have you on there. I also have Gino Devaney with me from Magic 104.5 and 98.1, who is helping me produce the show and will be helping me work on the questions with everybody. So basically, tonight's format is we're going to have people either email us questions regarding the coronavirus or COVID-19, anything you would like to ask either Art Matheson or Dr. Matthew Dunn, and as well as you can send us on the text line. What is the text line, Gino?
The text line is 603-356-9145.
So you can either text us a question or go ahead and email it to us. We're looking at them as we go here, and we've already got some in today as the day went on. So we've got that happening. So as we get started here, is there anything you guys would like to talk about to start?
Well, I think to start out, Greg, the thing that we've seen over the last couple weeks is just the great support from the community here in the Valley. And we had a meeting earlier today, a community meeting. 3 weeks ago, we had it in person, but of course, with the social distancing that we're trying to follow, we had it via conference call. And we had approximately 40 people on that call, a lot of the community leaders, not only from the healthcare arena, but from businesses, fire, ambulance, police, et cetera. And we provided an update to them. Sacco Medical Group also provided an update, and Chief Solomon provided an update to the group as well. Some good questions were asked and answered, and it's just been a great team effort across the board. And so for those that are listening, part of our great community, we just wanted to say thanks on behalf of Memorial Hospital.
Great, and that's excellent. And I know that everybody's been working together, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing here on our drive time throughout the next few weeks or the extended time, is talking to other people as well to see how things are being handled. So let's go ahead and get started with some questions. The first one, I think, is a very basic question, but I think there are some issues around exactly what it is. And the question is from one of our listeners: what are the symptoms of the coronavirus?
Yeah, that's a great question. And most of the symptoms of coronavirus are similar to other respiratory illnesses. And they can range initially, typical fever, chills, cough, runny nose, body aches, and shortness of breath. And we know by looking at the data that a large number of people have pretty mild illness, and then those with more severe illness will have worsening symptoms, to include worsening shortness of breath, dizziness, stuff you would expect when you're becoming more ill. It's one of the challenges because, we're coming up on allergy season. There are other viruses out there that cause us to become sick, and they all have very similar symptom patterns.
That's very interesting. So, one of the other questions we had was the coronavirus and COVID-19. We hear those words in media all the time. Is there a difference between coronavirus and COVID-19?
Yeah, and that's a great point, and it is thrown around a lot in the media, and I think it's probably confusing to everyone that hears it, and hopefully I can at least make this a little more black and white. COVID-19 actually describes the illness that this particular organism causes. And the virus is a coronavirus type. The actual virus name, this actual virus name is called SARS-CoV-2, which stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus Number 2, of which we may remember, you know, SARS, which is a few years ago, that was SARS-CoV-1, and then MERS, which is a different virus, but they're all types of coronaviruses. So the COVID-19 actually refers to the illness itself. And the others refer to the actual specific type of virus.
Okay, that's really very well explained. There's a question from listener Gino.
Yeah, people are texting in. Again, that number is 603-356-9145. Feel free to text in any questions you may have for Dr. Matthew Dunn here and President Art Matheson over at the Memorial Hospital. This one's texted in. They're wondering about the numbers. How are the numbers accurate when they're not testing everybody who may be coming in for a test? If they're showing the symptoms, but then they're saying, well, you don't need the test, how are they making that decision? How are they making a decision on who gets the test and who doesn't?
Well, first, I'm going to – actually, that sounded to me like a question with at least two parts to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
I'd like to address the first part and then hand it over to my esteemed chief medical officer for the more clinical part. And so what I'd like the listeners to know is every day we have incident command meeting with all of the main health hospitals, and their logistics folks who meet at least twice a day prior to the meeting that I'm talking about provide us an update on all kinds of medical supplies, and Nordics, who a lot of people are familiar with, provides an update on the test. Now, the big problem, and it's fairly accurate what you're seeing on the national news from my perspective, is we have had a shortage of reagents, for example, that allow us to test to see if people actually have the virus or not. And so it's a supply and demand issue where we just don't have the capability throughout our country to test as much as we want to do. And so what we're doing on a daily basis is we are looking at the total number of tests that have been performed and then the tests that are being returned and whether they're positive or negative. In addition to that, what we're also doing, because we just had such an influx of tests in our country, a lot of organizations are going to other civilian labs like Quest and LabCorp, and the turnaround time for a lot of these tests is taking much longer. It's actually taking several days. But fortunately, within the main health system, and I think other healthcare organizations use our lab, Nordics, with the patients that really need a quick turnaround time, let's say 24 hours, for the test result to come back, we're going through Nordics and we're able to do that. Now, the patients that we're looking at specifically for the quick turnaround are the patients that, for example, are healthcare workers that we're trying to get back to work as quick as possible. And the only way you can do that if they're showing the signs and symptoms of the virus is to conduct a test that you can turn around quickly and get a result within 24 hours. And then also inpatients. So you have people that are in our inpatient units, and they're showing signs and symptoms, and you're not sure if you can release them or not. You're not sure what precautionary measures you need to take as far as protective equipment, because you haven't proven that they don't have the virus. So you're going to want to do a test on them fairly quickly in order to know, and then that allows you to move forward with their care and whether or not you can release them back to their home, et cetera. Now, there are a number of patients out there that have, and this is a majority, that have mild symptoms, much like other flus that we try not to get year after year, and they come, we have a clinician assess them and determine if they need to have a test or not. And now I'll hand the rest over to Matt to finalize that. Am I right, Matt? Did I speak well? I think you've actually answered all parts of that question.
Yeah.
So, the basic testing algorithm, these are algorithms that we've been following from New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services and the Center for Disease Control. These are algorithms that have not just our state, but most every state is following this guidance. Art was right on that our nation is having a shortage of testing supplies, and that's why over the time there's been changes to these algorithms. The priority for testing is for healthcare workers or anyone exposed to healthcare workers or anyone who is exposed to large groups of people. And then the next category is hospitalized patients, as Art described. And then the last category, and these are only for people who are symptomatic, is everybody else. And everybody else currently, the testing algorithm is for anyone who has mild symptoms. The recommendation is not to test.